So you guys won't be hearing as many commercial type, if they find C1 property, if there's enough C1 out there, they can just do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever. But they'll have to look at that list. And then your planned unit development is quite a, it's just for a whole deal. It can have some smaller lots, and it's got its whole, you would just have to approve a whole, it's where they've got the shopping and the possible doctor offices and maybe preserving some historical, I mean, it's a whole, just a development. You just have to look at it, and that whole deal would just be zoned as a PUD.
Scott, I got a question. That Charles Harris, what he brought in on that fertilizer bulk, that's going to be a commercial venture.
Correct.
So would eventually that 20 acres, whole 20 acres, be C1 commercial?
Well, I'm hoping to meet with Travis tomorrow. My understanding is, by reading the book again after the umpteenth time, is that your official map of the zoning is the actual, and I think they'll probably have to get it surveyed, the actual area of that 20 acres that he needs zoned C1. So it won't be the whole 20 acres unless he chooses, if that's what he wants rezoned. Otherwise, when we do the map color, we can go in and do a polygram. I found out we met Friday, and they'll just draw out
just the part, he's
part for that he wants zone C1. Now, C1 can't migrate off of that, you know, without being in violation.
Right.
But we'll have on file just this part. Now, if he ever wanted to sell that, he could sell with the right access, et cetera. He could sell that C1 if it's big enough in the rural area. Because I had the same thought you did. I thought, holy cow, all these, even like signs. Signs can only be on C1, C2, M1, M2. Well, I don't know that we have hardly any signs on that. They're all along the rural roads. But you would take that little parcel and rezone that little part as C1 for the sign. So their sign people are going to have one more step, because they're going to have to get that C1 approval for that area and then get their sign permit if they meet the criteria. So no, unless he wanted the whole 20 acres to be rezoned, just that little part where he's going to put his building.
Right, but now what if he expands? Can you expand that C1 at any time? Or
oh yeah, he'd just reapply, come through you guys. You could recommend it to go to the county commission. Because I got a call from somebody in the city of Hollister, and I didn't recognize the street, so I pulled it up. He had a C1 lot. And I kind of really didn't believe him because I looked where it was, and by golly, it was. It's in residential area. He wanted it R1. He wanted to build a house. Well, he has to go to them to change it from C1 to R1.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't think he was really telling the truth, but he was. So then on our nightly rental, what we've done in the code book, and again, this is a conditional use permit. Pretty much the requirements are the same, except we have that one, nightly rental is allowed by right, which by right means that they can just do it. Branson Canyon, they just get the permit. It's a Division II now. It'll be a different type of construction permit. And they build that house knowing that they can use it for nightly rental because that whole area. So that'll be in our area that can be done by right. It can only be done by right in single-family residential nightly rental districts and multifamily nightly rental districts in the instances where the provision of this article are complied with. And I took this section out of the nightly rental section. Two is nightly rental is allowed as a conditional use in A1, AR, RR1, RR3, R3 districts in instances where these provisions of this article are complied with. So those are your bigger, your lots that are over 2 acres. Multifamily, RR3 over 2 acres. A1, large agricultural tracts. AR. So then three, nightly rentals allowed as a conditional use permit in the single family residential districts, R1, one and two family districts on parcels that are more than 21,780 square feet or half acre in size. And is not allowed on any parcel, the half acre or less in size. So it has to be more than a half acre, but if it's half acre or less, it's not allowed. And that's the new part that we've added in with the county commission. Any comments on that? And that was some research from the past 3 years of the lot size of the approvals and denials. And I think I gave that to you guys, if I remember right. And that was pretty much the line that fell in place. I was surprised was that half acre. So your smaller lots in R1 and R2 are not going to be able to do the conditional use nightly rental. Any questions? Devin's being quiet over there.
Trying to hide.
Wake him up. So what I want you to look at, again, here's our deal, but under these, here's our hierarchy that we'll look at next month. Highest to lowest, that's just your most restrictive down to your least restrictive. And then you have your permitted by right, which is a P, conditional uses. If it's a blank cell on this grid that's in that book, then it's not even allowed. And there's some unlisted or new that we're going to have to interpret. We don't have every use that we can think of. So when you look at these charts, everywhere you see a P, that's just provided by right. The single family residence, just a single family home, can go up in any of these. Just look that over and see if you see these C's means that they could do that with a conditional use through the Planning Commission. So there's a lot of these charts. I mean, they go on. So what I want you to really look at is just see if we've got this somewhat like you guys feel like it's going to work.
So basically, if everything is adopted and done properly, you wouldn't have to meet it. Except for special times, as far as a monthly meeting, if everything is zoned. And
we'll still have our scheduled meeting for any conditional use permits. We'd have our scheduled meeting the second Monday of each month for any zoning changes. And there'll be a few. I keep watching Christian and Stone County, and they have one or two that click through pretty regular.
But if you don't have anything,
you wouldn't have a meeting. Right. No.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it'll lessen the amount of
decision
commercial, right, because people will start looking for C1 or they'll look for, but Randy had asked about the map.
I've got another question, Scott. When you go to that nightly rental where they're not allowed for lots less than a half acre, that should help us in these older subdivisions like off Lakeshore where we had.
Yep.
They're not even going to be able to bring that because it won't be allowed.
Nope.
So they can't infiltrate a lot of them older.
Nope. And my understanding is, the way the code's read, you're going to have a lot of non-conforming uses that this code book will not wipe away until that property sells or that use is discontinued for a year. So these nightly rentals that are sprinkled around will be there, but once they sell or if they quit using that, any kind of use that's non-conforming.
Right.
So you might have a residential district.
Itself.
Right. It'll start correcting itself and start bringing these into a line. So we had a retired GIS, just recently retired, that had made this map. And when she first showed it to me, Bob asked her to just start working on it. I don't think he ever even saw it. I thought, well, there's no way that can look like that. Why, it's agricultural. And now I pulled up Greene County's map, and it looks about the same. So I'm like, well, okay. But as you just zoom in, you just start seeing all these colors are different. I know the dark blues, the pink is commercial. Well, we'll just go look. And this legend will change because we've got some new designation and we're changing the color. So white's agricultural, greens, agricultural residential, some mobile home, your residential districts. These we don't have anymore. She does have some unzoned areas. Of course, you got your core and your government, your DNR and the lakes. But this gives you an idea what the map's going to look like. So this is at the end of Y Highway, Forsyth. There's some mobile home parks at the end. Got some larger AR tracks, some commercial, that's Empire, that's all Empires. But there's a whole lot of these that I thought were marked that aren't, and then we're going to have to change. And then I would ask, it's my understanding that we have to hold a public hearing and we'll print large maps and probably have electronic maps in each township. So if you guys would show up for your township, it would be greatly appreciated. It's to ask any question and be moral support for Presley and I. But we're going to have to hold a public hearing viewing time in each township. And Presley and I have looked at some locations. We're going to try to get nailed down.
Will those be during the day or the evening? Or?
I would think probably evening. And then we'll probably hold two or three just main public ones. Just this is not anybody that wants to come up. What you have to do is give the public a chance to at least look at these maps and look at their parcel and make sure that their parcel is zoned how they feel like it is. If we have any conflict, we just have to look at it. Any questions on the map? So this is Emery Creek, and as you can see, we got some cleaning up to do because these are all just, these are like 5-acre lots, so they're going to be RR. We got to get a color code for RR1. Those are all 5-acre lots.
Will you have somebody in your office to keep up with this?
I think we can maintain the map once it's, I originally thought that we could, I'll share with you that we could work on this, and but now after looking at it a little harder, I think it's going to take somebody with a little far more knowledge on, because it would take a lot of field work. I don't know how the personnel that did this one actually pulled it, if it's off the assessor's side or, but I think once the map's adopted, we can maintain it. We can change it as it goes along. But the original map, I'm in conversation by email with Travis on the process. And I did ask him because I kept reading the official map in our book, and he's indicated that's going to have to be a hard map that we keep in the office. And I talked to Stone County directors. They don't have a digital map. They just have hard maps they have to go to, so I don't know if they hand paint, you know, color it in there when a zoning change, but she said they're just racks of maps back there. And we'll have to do zoning certification, probably for real estate sales. If somebody's coming in to buy C1, they're going to need to know that it's C1, and we'll have to do zoning certification. So
you might have to have some more staff later on.
We might eventually, yeah, depending on how it goes. But so next month we'll look at just these provided by right and conditional use, kind of look at those charts, and I've looked and looked and looked, so that's when it gets to the point I'm probably overlooking something. Just make sure those kind of all fit,